imagine it's hard logistically to be able to take all your drums. Is that a joy or a challenge?
So I wouldn't say it's an absolute joy per se, but with the cargo, logistically speaking, with just putting a lot of cargo effort into bringing the taiko drums over from Japan, that requires a lot of thinking and preparation, as well as just traveling on tour all the time, as opposed to staying in one city. But I believe that the whole purpose of us traveling and touring and performing for different people all across the United States, there is a purpose for us to do that. And at the end of the day, it's a lot of work, but it's very much worth it at the same time.
I was curious. I've heard that Kodo has several meetings, and it's quite poetic.
The first meaning of Kodo, the sound of the taiko drum is said to be very similar to the mother's heartbeat when the child is in the womb. So heartbeat directly translates to Kodo in Japanese. So that's the first meaning of Kodo. So the second meaning takes the meanings of the Japanese or / Chinese characters of Kodo. Ko is a drum, and do is relevant to children, so we translate it to children of the drum, and we put in the heart of a child when we perform for the audience all the time.
I know you've been on the West Coast already and have performed in L.A. at the wonderful Disney Concert Hall, and will be at the Symphony Center in Chicago. Are there some really beautiful spaces? Are you looking forward to being in New York, and is that an inspiration as you perform?
So we do travel all across the United States, and, you know, oftentimes we travel at different parts of the world as well, and, of course, there are different theaters and concert halls that we encounter, and we put the same performance on wherever we go, but at the same time, it is true that the audience, not participation, but the audience reactions and their applause and their cheers, and as well as the acoustics of each of the theaters and concert halls oftentimes help out our performances. And those are incidental joys that we feel all the time because every time we try to make every single performance similar, and but at the same time, those audience hearing for us, or the sound of the acoustics in the theaters, oftentimes make our performances better than what we expected.
Is it important to sort of be able to share this wonderful Japanese art and its music and choreography and young men? Is that important these days as the world sort of becomes smaller?
I believe that we deliver, I guess, pretty much sound of the taiko drum when we perform on stage, but the sound is not necessarily consumed by just hearing, but it also implements the smell of the auditorium or hall, or you can see the performance, you can feel the performance. You know, it takes all five senses to consume a performance that we for something like what we do, and you can practically see a performance anywhere or any place right now in this world, including the internet. But what if you see something through a computer device or anything, I feel that you can't feel all five senses or just our feelings put into a performance. That's something that cannot be consumed unless you see it live. So I do see an importance of traveling and actually performing on stage with a very intimate distance with the audience.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us tonight, and we're looking forward to the performance here, and wish you great luck on the rest of your tour.
Okay, thank you very much.